And local news, treated wastewater was discharged into the Raglan Harbour on the incoming tide again this week, occurring on both Wednesday afternoon and early Thursday morning. Council is allowed to discharge on the incoming tide in certain circumstances, but Watercare has said these were caused by the same fault as when this happened 2 weeks ago. Specifically, there was a software fault that meant that alarms did not go off, and they were therefore not alerted to the fault. On this occasion, it was council staff who discovered the fault and not members of the public like 2 weeks ago. As a precaution, the public is urged not to collect shellfish or swim in Raglan Harbour for the next 3 days, and warning signs are already up. While this unplanned release was related to the event 2 weeks ago, it was not related to complaints by the public 1 week ago about dirty water in the harbour and poo out at the surf breaks. Council staff say these were not caused by problems with the council sewage system. Elsewhere, the annual Raglan Flower and Vegetable Show is coming up on 4th of November. The show is organised by the Raglan Horticultural Society, and this year will be expanding and will be in the Town Hall. All categories are free to enter, with entries accepted from 9 till 10:30 a.m. on the day. And after judging, the doors will be open to the public from 12:30 with a koha entry. The many categories include roses, sweet peas, other flowers, vegetables, floral art, and a children's section, and all those categories have subcategories. Good weather and the Raglan Arts Weekend combined to make a very busy Labour weekend in Whangaroa last weekend, with complaints of heavy traffic causing queues from the bridge back to the middle of town and a few rescues required at the surf beaches. The Emerging Artist Exhibition was a roaring success, with the town hall packed with supporters and art lovers on the opening on Friday night, and a few red stickers appearing on some of the works right from the start. This weekend won't be quite so busy, but the Junior Surf Program will be getting underway on Sunday from 10 a.m. at Ngarunui Beach, and the North Island Backgammon Tournament has been hosted by the Old School Art Centre throughout Saturday and Sunday. And in other local sport, the Summer Rugby Touch season is getting underway this evening from 5. The first few weeks will be played at Papahua because of a November rugby tournament, and the last we heard, the organisers were still looking for an extra men's team to join the competition, which also includes competitions for juniors, women's and mixed adults teams. And that is the Raglan News for Friday, 27th of October, 2023.